This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, let's see, it's Ian and Daryl in the studio. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Ian.
So, I've had in my show prep for a number of days another story about the Viper teams. Now, for listeners who are longtime listeners of the show, you will probably remember the Viper teams from the Barack Obama and George Bush administrations, because they have struck us. They have struck us across the United States in various different places.
VIPER being an acronym for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Team, V-I-P-R.
That's correct. They will strike at bus stops, bus stations, train stations. They are the TSA, basically. They are Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, sort of mobile TSA agents.
Well, trains are a form of transportation. So it only makes sense that we've got this, you know, goon squad out there making sure that everybody's safe, getting on every boat. Feet are also transportation. So how long will it be before there's a TSA agent on every street corner making sure that everybody walking down the street is safe because they are transporting themselves on their feet?
Well, I mean, there's no reason why the Viper team couldn't set up on the streets. There was once...
I remember hearing a story about them being at, like, a football game or
they were at a bus stop before, too. Like, just like a bus stop in some city. I forget which one. It's been years. So these guys have been striking in various different places.
And then, also, think of the image that pops in your head when you hear the word Viper.
Yeah, well, obviously a snake. Deadly, coiled.
Deadly, deadly snake.
Ready to strike and inject its venom into its victim, coiling around it, squeezing the life out of it, swallowing it whole? Yes.
I don't think vipers necessarily coil. You're thinking of constrictors.
Sure, but
the poisonous general, snakes.
Most people probably don't
generally
think that
aren't
far.
Constrictors.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right about that. But you know, those are things that snakes do. When I think of snakes, I think of those things. And
yes.
And they are squeezing. This viper team is squeezing out whatever little bit of liberty we still have left here in the United States. Now, okay, I'm being a little facetious. We do have some freedoms here in the United States, but it's getting harder and harder to travel without being molested by government agents.
Yes.
And if you don't have the freedom to go from point A to point B without having to subject yourself to a search or having to subject your vehicle or your, you know, whatever it is you're riding on or in to a search, then, you know, you got a problem. There's a problem with that, and that is not freedom. That is a police state, and it's something that we've talked about for a long time. So just to preface this story from Chicagoist.com, it's not like this is a Trump-only thing. I know there was a headline the other day that these roundups that they've been doing, the immigration crackdown,
right?
That the Department of Homeland Security has been saying, oh, we're actually doing this less than we were under Barack Obama, and they showed some numbers. So
yeah, there was the six-state roundup a couple days ago. They didn't actually release a total number of people that were rounded up, but they did wind up saying in the Atlanta area there were about 200. I believe in California there were about 600, but they didn't give a total number. And they also said something about, well, only five of them did not have criminal records. Well,
yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean that, you know, all but five of them had gone out and shot people or assaulted people. It could mean that
possession of marijuana charge.
Possession of marijuana.
Driving while suspended.
Well, you know, true. Could also be some kind of reckless driving. You were going 21 miles over the speed limit. That's reckless driving, and it's on your record.
So I just wanted to preface this with just because it's the Donald Trump administration doesn't mean this hasn't been going on before. For those who are just tuning in to the story about Viper teams, because they don't show up that often, at least in the news.
Right.
At least they don't come across my desk that often. The story from Chicagoist.com where CTA riders, I believe that's Chicago Transit Authority, CTA riders expressed confusion and concern after encountering a security checkpoint, which included bag checks and Department of Homeland Security personnel at a Northside Red Line stop on Tuesday morning. Chicago Police Department spokesbureaucrat confirmed that the officers from the public transportation section were conducting bag checks at the Addison Red Line station Tuesday morning. Quote, "This is part of routine checks conducted randomly around the city," say the police. Homeland Security also participated in the security detail, confirmed by CPD, Chicago Police.
So I've actually pulled something up. I was doing a search for Viper team.
Yeah.
Came across a blog post on the TSA website. Yes, the TSA has a blog.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a post written by Roy Wright, who is a Viper team member with the TSA. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but here's something that I find particularly interesting. He says, "I, along with other Viper team members, deploy daily with law enforcement and security partners in all modes of transportation, including commercial aviation, air cargo, general aviation, mass transit, maritime, freight rail, highway infrastructure, and pipeline. We also deploy during special events, such as the Super Bowl, NCAA football championships, presidential inaugurations, etc., to enhance security in the transportation domain."
Well, apparently the security agents that they already have at those special events aren't good enough. They have to have the government there as well. So, they will show up anywhere they darn well feel like it, basically, and set up shop. The DHS presence at the CTA stop Tuesday was that of the Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Personnel, which is VIPR, V-I-P-R, which falls under the TSA's expanded purview. Thomas Kelly of the Homeland Security Office confirmed VIPR is deployed in concert with local police departments in a random and unpredictable manner, they say, as a means of deterring terrorism, according to the TSA. Now, call me skeptical, but I just don't know if this actually is going to deter any terrorism. I mean, after all, if you are rarely seeing the Viper team, if they just pop up on occasion somewhere around the United States, I don't know how many different locations they hit on any given day, but that would suggest to me that if you were planning a terror strike, that you could just plan that, well, odds are the Viper team's not going to be there. Now, I'm not saying that the Viper team should always be there, because obviously that doesn't stop terror strikes either. But I question the claim that the Viper team's existence at all is going to somehow strike fear into the heart of the terrorists, people who are willing to kill themselves, to commit suicide, some of them, in furtherance of, moving their mission forward.
Right.
I mean, these people are the extreme. They are willing to take their own lives for their mission, and so why would they be concerned with whether or not the Viper team shows up? If it's your job as a terrorist to strike a CTA stop in Chicago, and you show up, you've got your bomb strapped, jackets over top of the bomb, nobody knows you have it, you've got your bomb strapped to you, and you walk up and you walk into the bus station, or train station in this case, and you see, oh, look, the Viper team's here. Well, you could turn around and walk back out if you wanted, or you could just walk up and detonate the bomb at the checkpoint. Either way, you're going to successfully strike terror.
Right. and, you know, in other countries where there are these, you know, random terror attacks, a lot of them happen at security checkpoints.
Of course. And at a security checkpoint, you can almost guarantee, if it's rush hour, you can guarantee there's going to be a backlog of people standing there waiting for their bag to be rifled through by some officious bureaucrat. The toll-free number here is 855-453. You can join us, share your thoughts. Do you want to see more of these security teams popping up around you? More checkpoints? 855-453.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free. Join us right here, live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, call us on Skype. It's a free app for computers and smartphones, so you can grab that and then call us at lrn.fm on Skype, or you can call the old-fashioned way, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Viper Squad. They are back in action, and presumably they are in action somewhere in the United States every single day. It's just we don't see the stories about it very often, maybe because people... when they see them, even though they're happening, and even though they're doing their thing, searching bags and searching people in locations that people should not be used to them being, because they move around, they'll go to train stations and buses. Maybe seeing checkpoints is becoming so commonplace in the United States that news agencies don't really feel like this is news anymore. So
that's sad.
Yeah, that's, you know, you can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. Also, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. So you're hoping the government's going to fix it because they're the ones who screwed it up. Odds are good any kind of solution they come up with is just going to make things worse. So you got to do what you need to do to take care of yourself and your family. And that doesn't necessarily mean insurance. In fact, there is actually a way around this Obamacare insurance mandate. And using HealthExcellenceSelect.com is one of those ways. So go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's a company that gives you freedom from health insurance. And they'll actually give you access to 24-hour access, no charge, to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. So learn more over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. I'll tell you more about the CTA stop in Chicago, where Viper, the TSA team that's mobile, that goes just around setting up places and harassing people and searching bags wherever they darn well feel like it seems like, and wondering if you feel like this is a good thing. Do you want to see this more often? Do you want to see more checkpoints in your life? Let's talk to Paul. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC, and actually it was Indianapolis years ago, it's been a decade, but I remembered when I saw Indianapolis, I thought, you know what? Viper has been to Indianapolis. And, 2007 was the last news story out of Indianapolis. Go ahead, Paul, with your thoughts.
Hey, I was listening to you guys, and it just reminded me of something. I don't really know much about it. I heard about it. I think it was something they had done in Europe way back. I think they called it Papers, Please.
Yeah.
Basically, when you had to, I don't know, it was a border check, I think maybe in Eastern Europe or across Europe, I don't know. The gist of it, I just didn't like the, you know, I just didn't like it. And I was, I don't know if that's how it might trend someday, but, I'm trying to pull it up online here. What that was, Papers, Please. But,
well, I mean, that's a long, that's a long running kind of, I guess, expression of the police state. I mean, it's not just one.
Yes.
It's not one country that has had armed men demanding the papers from various different people. It's pretty commonplace in a,
right,
in a police state.
Yeah, you know, it probably became most well known because of Nazi Germany.
Sure. I mean,
and then there's the scene in, is it Casablanca?
Yeah.
Where, where are your papers? Oh, I must have left them at home, and then. We'll just have to take you with us. And he's like, oh, here they are. And he pulls them out of his jacket.
Right.
These papers are expired. And then he runs away and they shoot him in the back.
So, Paul, you're saying you don't want to see these Viper teams in your neighborhood. You don't want to see an expansion of this program for your safety?
I appreciate the security the attention first that's given to security. I just don't know the current trend on it. Basically, I get my information, listening to you guys, and I appreciate your perspective on it. So I'm just more of a learner, I guess.
So you wouldn't, how would you feel if you had to go through one of these checkpoints on the way to work?
I don't know if I'd mind it.
You wouldn't?
I don't know.
I don't know if you would mind it. You're not sure.
I mean,
you're not sure how you would feel about having your bag pawed through, having your body searched, perhaps, demanding, having papers demanded of you. I mean, it seems like you're aware that that was a bad thing in the countries where it has happened, but yet your response here is that you're not sure how you'd feel about it?
Well, I'm not having experienced it. I just, I don't know.
You've been to the TSA, right?
Yeah, but it just, you know, it's just something I'm just trying to pay attention to and get more informed about.
Well, that's a fair position to, you know, be at least open-minded to a discussion about it, I suppose. But I would like to hope that people would recoil at the thought that there would be bureaucrats going through their belongings on a regular or even an irregular basis. It's bad enough to have it happen at the airports, and we've been saying on this show that it is likely to expand outward, and we've seen that happen over the last, you know, 15 years that we've been doing Free Talk Live, almost. It'll be 15 years later this year. You know, we've seen this happening not just at train stations and bus depots, but, you know, in addition to the various different airports around the country. But as you pointed out, Daryl, football games and other places where these bureaucrats can just set up shop and start wholesale invading people's privacy. We've also seen, I think it was Texas, that had a law passed about papers checkpoints, meaning that they would be able to set up a checkpoint just simply asking for your driver's license or check, you know, your ID in some way. I believe
I've not
Texas.
Heard about that. I do know that Arizona back in 2010 passed, and I forget the bill number, but it basically states that after any lawful contact, a police officer can ask someone to wind up showing their or showing documentation proving their legal status in the United States. And lawful contact could be anything as simple as you're walking down the street and a police officer says hello.
Well, and I also forgot to mention the internal checkpoints as well, the ones that are not at the border, but within usually 100 miles of the border, although there's no limit. They could, in theory, pop one right in the middle of the country if they wanted to. These internal checkpoints where they're demanding people pull over.
Yeah, they've got one
out of the car.
On Interstate 10. I forget which side of El Paso going which way, but, you know, there's one on one side of El Paso when you're heading west, and it's on the other side when you're heading east.
It's the antithesis of freedom. And, Paul, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the antithesis of freedom to have armed men pawing through your stuff.
But America and bald eagles.
But fear. I mean, that's what this is all based on. This is all based on fear. There haven't been any. I mean, even if there were terror strikes going on, this would not stop them. But there haven't been. I mean, there hasn't been, you know, necessarily terror strikes on the roads or at bus stops or at train stations. The toll-free number, and, you know, ultimately, there really hasn't been at airports either. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. We are talking about checkpoints. More checkpoints could be coming soon to a city near you. Right now, the Viper team could just pop up any old time they want to pop up. Or the Border Patrol could erect a temporary or permanent checkpoint nearby your home. Don't think that because you're not close to the border doesn't mean you're safe from that happening. They can totally do that. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, I want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and I'm talking about the official Bitcoin wallet and other cryptocurrencies. It actually has Ether and Dash and some other cryptos that you can store in Jax. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the creator of CryptoKit. He's a Free Talk Live listener, and it's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax and also recover your funds in case you, let's say, lose your phone or get stolen or something like that. Not the end of the world, as long as you got your backup phrase. You can hold multiple cryptocurrencies. It's also cross-platform, and you can have it on your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, Linux, Mac, and Windows, plus smartphones like Android and iOS, as well as browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So you want access to your cryptocurrency, this is the way to do it across multiple platforms. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. They are striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax. You can get your copy for free through your Google or Apple App Store or go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. We're talking about security, or at least the illusion of security.
Security theater.
Yeah, I did mention, Daryl, that there haven't been any terrorist attacks in airports. And then as soon as we turned off the mics, I was like, oh, wait, Fort Lauderdale. We talked about that a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, when it went down. Esteban Santiago, who is obviously still in custody on suicide watch at the moment, as he's facing, what, a couple dozen federal charges?
22 federal charges.
For shooting up in an airport baggage handling area. Now, I think that actually proves the point that we've been making here on Free Talk Live, that the security doesn't matter because you can just strike outside of the security.
Yes.
You can strike at the point of security. And if your point is, if your point's to take down an airplane, okay, that's going to be a little bit more complicated.
Right.
But if your point is to cause terror, which exploding a bomb amongst a bunch of innocent people or pulling out a gun and shooting them is going to cause terror, so you can accomplish your goal without ever having to even come nearby the TSA checkpoint in an airport. And that's what crazy man Esteban Santiago, former military, if I'm recalling correctly, did in the Fort Lauderdale airport. So you can join us here, share your thoughts.
And when you say crazy, you're not just saying, oh, because he shot some people, he has to be crazy. He went to a psychiatrist back in, like, October of last year and said, I'm hearing voices, and I think that somebody's trying to control my mind and make me watch ISIS videos.
And when you say psychiatrist, don't you mean he went down to the FBI's office and actually told them that?
And they had him go see a psychiatrist.
Right.
And then the FBI and the psychiatrist both said, yeah, you're okay.
Just a little crazy. So anyway, you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We got the Viper teams that are popping up at various different places like bus stations and train stations, searching people's bags. The most recent episode that was documented that we found was from this week, where Chicago Transit Authority riders were confused. Some were upset. I'm sure some were feeling great that they were having their bags pawed through, because some people just love the police state. And that's what was happening there. We'll tell you more about that. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Mike. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
You know, I tell you, I've been through airport security and TSA, and I get that people do not want their airplanes blown up, and I certainly don't want an airplane that I'm on blown up.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a checkpoint inside of our borders, and I don't even care if it's 10 miles inside of our borders, is a Fourth Amendment violation.
Sure is.
And people, they don't understand their rights and what was given up by many people who have died for the rights that we have today, and they don't want to stand up to them, and that will continue to erode our freedoms.
I happen to have the Fourth Amendment right here, in case people are unfamiliar with that reference. What is the Fourth Amendment, you might be asking? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. In this case, what we're talking about with these checkpoints, there's no warrant, because it couldn't describe accurately a person to search.
Right.
There's no warrant been issued. And further, you know, I guess their argument is going to be, well, it's reasonable. We can search wherever we want because reasons. So therefore, it's reasonable, is what their argument is. And so you could argue that the Fourth Amendment wasn't written tightly enough. But of course, as we've seen, the government will manage to snake its nasty way around any of the language that is supposed to bind it down, as we've seen with constant continued violations of the U.S. and state constitutions.
Oh, well, absolutely. And the follow-up point to that is, as well, and it even came down to when I was with my 19-year-old daughter and she was driving and got pulled over, the police officer asked for my ID. It is reasonable for a police officer to ask for your ID if you are driving a motor vehicle, doing something that requires a license. But even to ask the passengers for their license as well, that is a Fourth Amendment right. And I tried to explain that to him, and of course I did not give up my license.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And he was upset and kind of read me the riot act, but you know, God bless him, he's a police officer and I respect the law, and I respect the men that want to uphold the law, men and women that uphold the law. But people don't understand that these rights were given to us for a reason.
Well, I mean, they weren't given to you by governments. They weren't given to you by the founders. I mean, if you want to argue they were given to you, you could argue they were given to you by nature or by God. But, you know, these men are violating those rights. And if it weren't for people like you, Mike, who are saying no, refusing to, you know, do whatever it is that they demand, then we would have even fewer of them, because it's those people who are willing to push back, who are willing to stand firm on their freedoms, that prevent the police state from growing as quickly as it otherwise could. But for the most part, most people don't stand up for their freedoms. They don't even know their rights. And even if they know their rights, they're too cowardly to actually exercise them. So it's
and
a really sad state.
I think that there are a lot of people that, you know, they might know kind of, hey, this is violating my rights. But again, because, you know, fear, well, I've got to surrender this right, because otherwise the terrorists are going to win. So I just have to give up all of my rights.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad statement. Mike, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Bernardo is on the line, also in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hey, Bernardo.
How are you, gentlemen?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, not to oversimplify the issue, because unfortunately I don't believe that people are aware of their they couldn't regurgitate their amendments and what their rights are, but I was taught in a simple form that my rights go so far as to when they infringe on another's rights. Then also that the government is of the people and for the people, and the whole idea of being able to keep my weapons was that should it ever arise, that I had to defend my rights against that government, I had the ability to do so. As far as having to have my bag searched,
Bernardo, hold that thought. I want you to make sure you have time to explain yourself there. So stand by. We're going to bring you back about bag searches. More with Bernardo. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can dial in toll-free and join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We also have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, although tonight the story we brought in to discuss is one about the TSA and their Viper team, V-I-P-R, Visible Intermodal. What was it? I've got it in front of me here. Visible Intermodal, darn it, Prevention and Response Personnel from Chicagoist.com. They were at a CTA stop on Tuesday, just setting up, conducting bag checks. Now, they say that they randomly do this around the city, and remember, they can show up at not just train stations, but also bus stops. I actually pulled up the Indianapolis story from a decade ago, from back when TSA had white shirts on. You remember that, Daryl? Remember
they changed their outfits? Vaguely.
Yeah, they changed their outfits to be more intimidating a little while back, where they went from white to, like, blue, and then they got their fancy shiny badges, too. So they've been kind of more policizing the TSA over time.
I don't think I ever realized that a blue shirt was intimidating.
It's darker. So the darker uniforms tend to have a more of an intimidating factor. I mean, for instance, if you were to put, if you put a man in a white or a pink shirt versus a dark blue or a black shirt, there's just going to be a kind of intimidation factor to the coloring.
I don't think their shirts are that dark of a blue.
No, they're not that dark, but they're also not periwinkle or anything like that either. So anyway, this was back when they had white shirts on, and the footage, it's actually from, you know, when I thought bus stop, when I first heard about the story, I thought, oh, I'm inside some sort of bus terminal. No, it's right out on the street. So just kind of on the street, you know, those bus overhangs where people yep. sit and they wait for the bus. That's where they were set up. And they were just, they got their darn bins, same bins that they have from the airport, those gray bins. They got right. those out there. Got, you know, glove-handed TSA agents pawing through people's stuff. They got the signs posted that say that all individuals and accessible property are subject to search prior to boarding. And so, again, this can pop up wherever. Let's go back to Bernardo. He's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Bernardo, you were sharing your thoughts, and we kind of ran out of time there in that last segment, so go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that as far as
you know, being irritated by a search, it probably wouldn't bother me. I have nothing to hide. However, I just think that there are better ways that we could do security that would be more effective.
Now, how do you know you don't have anything to hide? I mean, have you read all the laws?
You know, I haven't read all the laws, but, you know, I don't think it's illegal to carry shampoo onto a bus yet. So unless
not
it
yet.
Is, yeah, not yet. But like I said, anything that starts, just like with gun rights, you know, they start with calling a weapon an assault rifle. What is an assault rifle? Okay, well, then what's the next step? What's the next step? So any kind of chip away at our freedom is a bad thing intrinsically because it just leads to more and more. And so we have to be concerned. We have a three-branch system of government because of checks and balances. Unfortunately, I believe we have a fourth branch, which is the press, and they don't fall in that checks and balance, and they kind of abuse the First Amendment and use fear a lot. But
for sure,
you know, that's just one man's belief, and that's the beautiful part of our country is that we can have and respect each other's beliefs, but we need to make sure we stand up and fight for our rights, both
well, unfortunately, when people don't believe in freedom, when they don't believe in their rights being inviolate, when they don't believe in those things, then we have a populace that just goes along to get along, and they do whatever
and
it is.
And that's what we've had for the last 200 years.
And you sound like somebody who understands the idea of standing up for one's rights, but yet you use that classic phrase that, well, I wouldn't mind because I don't have anything to hide. Well, that's, you know, again, you don't know what it is that you have to hide because you don't know what all the laws are, and there have been plenty of people who've been caught red-handed for possession of something that they didn't know was illegal or didn't know they had on them at the time, thinking that, oh, yeah, no big deal. Sure, officer, go ahead, search my car.
I saw a news story not too long ago.
In high school. With medication she's on, they wanted to expel her for her ADHD medication that that was. And my dad's a retired physician from Peru. I've been to Peru. I've had to be searched by police who are not friendly, where you don't have the rights you have here, where you're not innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Well, every time we have these Viper teams and nobody objects, you know, we're getting closer and closer to that situation in Peru. Bernardo, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And there was a news story not too long ago about a guy that had some kitty litter. And he was charged with possession of meth. And then they wound up doing a test on it and realized it was not meth, it was kitty litter. But they, you know, thought it was odd that he would have, I think it was like 25 pounds in the back of his
That's
car.
Not odd at all.
But it was one of those, he was using it as weight.
Because it was wintertime.
Because it was wintertime and he wanted to, you know, have some extra weight in the back of his car.
Plus, it actually helps to get out of your stuck, right? Like you can throw down kitty litter and get a little traction under your tires.
Yeah.
So, do you happen to know in that case if he consented to a search? Offhand?
I don't know.
Yeah. So just say no. Just say no to searches. And, you know, I have to find myself wondering what would happen to somebody at one of these checkpoints, especially one like at an open-air bus stop where they're just setting up tables and, you know, got bureaucrats milling around searching through people's stuff. You know, in the airport, there are signs up that say once you go past this point, you're subject to search or else. You've seen those signs, I'm sure. They're probably not going to be able to do that as easily on the street, even though they do have a sign up here from this video from 2007. All individuals and accessible property are subject to search prior to boarding. So, you know, I guess if you're intending to get on a bus, that's when they think that they can search you. But what if you have a gun on you? It's not illegal to have a gun in Indianapolis, right? It's not, therefore, illegal to have a gun on a government bus in Indianapolis. Exactly what would they do about that?
I don't know. Yeah. And apparently I had all of the facts wrong on this kitty litter thing. The guy had kitty litter in a sock inside his car to help prevent the windows from fogging up.
Oh, like a little moisture-absorbing deal?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So it was half pound
of what you got in here,
kitty
buddy?
Litter.
Kitty litter? Oh, yeah? Well, we think it's cocaine. You're under arrest.
And the story does not specify whether he consented to a search or not.
A lot of people will consent for the reasons our caller put out there as well. They don't think they have anything to hide.
I've got stuff to do. I don't have time to sit here until they decide that they don't have probable cause to get a warrant.
That's the number one reason. Well, I mean, if you consent to a search, then they don't need any probable cause. But,
but if you say, I don't consent, they can hold you there.
For some amount of time.
For some amount of time.
How long?
Right. The article says, after the arrest, the Harris County Sheriff's Office even put out a press release touting the fact that deputies have kept kids from, quote, being introduced to drugs.
Let's go to
Because somebody had kitty litter in a sock.
Caleb's on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIVC. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, just listening to you guys' radio station about El Paso, and that's what made me curious about it. I was stationed down at Bliss for the last little tour of my duty. And, yeah, there was two checkpoints, actually. One going out towards San Antonio and then one going north up to Las Cruces. I'm pretty sure there was one going west. It's crazy because, I mean, they asked for all of our IDs. They kind of checked over the car and everything, and I was just like, seriously? I'm like, I'm going all the way east back to San Antonio. I'm getting searched. Like, what is this?
Well, did you happen to get any
fear I have?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to hear the biggest fear. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the biggest fear is just like, when does it stop? Because I mean, and it's like, it's the worst case scenario. But when I was downrange in Afghanistan, I was, you know, attached to a detainee operations unit, and we got detainees all the time in, and one just happened to be, you know, a guy that had both of his feet shot out. I was like, that's weird. Well, I got stuck watching him for his interview. Well, he got stopped at one of these Afghani...
Hold the thought, Caleb. If you want to tell the story, we'll keep you there through the news, if you don't mind. More coming up, because it sounds like a crazy story. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.